It's now 7:02.
You're late.
So why are you late?
Because Jerome was talking about.
You better get some bamboo. Bamboo.
I was talking about bamboo.
All right.
There's a mallet there.
I'm not going to do that. Thanks for coming to the Monday, February 26th meeting, special meeting. Item number one, call to order, roll call. Ms. Nesbitt.
Alderman Jennings.
Present.
Alderman McCowan.
Present.
Mayor Pro Tem Bowles.
Present.
Mayor Sanford. Alderwoman Ramos.
Present.
Alderman Hodgkins. We have a quorum.
All right, thank you. Item 2.0, business. 2.1, consideration and approval of ordinance number 2018-298, canceling the special election identified in ordinance number 2018-295 to be held on the 5th day of May, 2018, for the purpose of considering a ballot proposition on whether the city of Shore Acres, Texas, shall be consolidated with the city of LaPorte, Texas, due to section 61.003 Texas Local Government Code not being satisfied and finding that the special election is a moot measure under section 2.081 Texas Election Code, providing for an immediate effective date. Mr. Jennings.
Yeah, I make a motion to approve ordinance number 2018-298, an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Shore Acres, Texas, canceling the special election identified in ordinance number 2018-295 to be held on the 5th day of May, 2018, for the purpose of considering a ballot proposition on whether the City of Shore Acres, Texas, shall be consolidated with the City of LaPorte, Texas, due to section 61.003 Texas Local Government Code, Texas not being satisfied, and finding that the special election is a moot measure under section 2.081 Texas Election Code, providing a severability clause and providing for immediate effective date.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All right, so we have a motion by Alderman Jennings, seconded by Alderman McCowan. Mr. Jennings.
Yeah, as many of you know, most of you know, the mayor and Alderman Hoskins had passed around a petition and gathered enough signatures force an election for the City of Shore Acres to consolidate with the City of LaPorte. In other words, doing away with the City of Shore Acres. Unfortunately, or fortunately for me, but unfortunately for them, they failed to do the same thing in LaPorte. The city attorney is speaking with Texas Municipal League and the Texas Secretary of State determined that because they failed to do that, if we did hold the election, as we had already previously passed, we did hold the election, it would be not only moot, but it could open us up to a bit of liability if someone tried to force the city of LaPorte to hold said election. So, in following the advice of the city attorney, I put this ordinance forward so that we can just cancel this scheduled election and continue onward with our plans in Shore Acres. I was really hoping that the mayor, Mr. Hoskins, would be here tonight to tell us why they think that the city should be abolished. It's disappointing that they aren't. And I would much rather them have been here to defend their actions. All that being said, I will gladly vote for this ordinance to cancel this called election.
Mr. McCallum?
Well, I let it be known on the last city council meeting that I was against us passing anything towards annexation with the city of LaPorte for multiple reasons. And I am thrilled to death that it's back on the agenda tonight for us to get rid of it. I think there's a lot of wasted energy, time, and money that's been spent on this poorly thought out proposal. So I am thrilled to death that Mr. Jennings brought it up. It was a lot of foresight on his part, and also the time and effort put on by our city attorney is always trying to take care of this City of Shore Acres. So,
all right. Ms. Rollins?
No, I'm good. I said it pretty good.
Okay. All right. Well, that being said, let's take a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Passes unanimously. And I will say for the record, it was Alderman Jennings, Alderman McCowan, myself, and Ms. Ramos. Moving on to 2.2, consideration and action to adopt resolution 2018-306, authorizing City of LaPorte acting interim city manager to enter into a contract with Agendes, Inc. It has Mr. Jennings on it, but Mr. LaBoy.
I need to make a motion to approve resolution number 2018-306. There's a typo in the first word. It should be a resolution approving and authorizing the interim city manager to sign an agreement between the city of Shore Acres and Agendes, Inc. for facilitating the assembly and completion of the city's agendas and packets, making various findings and provisions relating to the subject, finding compliance with the open meetings law, and providing an effective date hereof.
We have a second.
Second.
All right, we have a motion by Mr. Jennings, seconded by Mr. McCallum. But?
Yeah, as Mr. Maritime Rose, Crookham Bill said, this was in discussions with our interim city manager. We have personnel changes, and everybody knows when personnel changes, then we have different eyes looking at things. And so this is one of the measures that Buck thinks that can improve the city's services to its citizens. Mr. LaPointe.
Yes, I've been using this package for 6 years at my other location, City Building. A lot of cities are waking up to this software and how coming to be aware that it's so efficient and easy to put together a package. What it is a guy from Pflugerville, he was working on the city staff, and he said, man, this is just way too difficult. Put all these things together, nobody knows what's going on where. And with this package, you do it all at once. It looks just like the agenda. You double click on the area you want to add something, and for you guys, you could just say, hey, I want to put this such and such on there, and then we'll fill it in and put it in the proper wording and review it, and it'll be on the agenda and everybody can see it. We've got off-site storage forever, and just like over the weekend our email went down, we couldn't get the package out so easily, so we just put it on the website. With Agendes, it'll already be on our website. They'll publish it wherever we want it to go. It'll appear on our website, it'll appear on contact, and we'll have off-site storage that's safe and protected, and that's how it's just really easy. I've used two different packages. One was $28,000 up front and $6,000 a year. This is $1,800 total cost per year, and right now for this current year, and it's just unbelievably easy and intuitive. It'll walk you through every step of completing the package. You can upload PDFs to it, and it's just wonderful. I couldn't believe it. It's really undersold on their website. It's not a good job of selling it. I just found it extremely easy to use. I didn't have time to be messing with when I was a finance director only. I didn't have time. We had 17 things we had to get on there. This thing lets you put it on there fast, efficiently, upload PDFs, upload anything you want on it, and it appears on the website, and Debbie's work will be greatly reduced.
Any questions?
For those of us that might be, shall we say, computer challenged,
yes, sir,
we can still call you and say, hey, I want this on there.
Actually, you don't have to use it. I'm just saying you can if you want to.
But you will be using it.
I will be using it. And Debbie will be using it because it'll put the website in the same format that we have. They're looking at ours right now and getting an idea of what our agendas look like, what our website looks like already, and so they'll automatically populate the fields and use it. I just can't believe this thing was so easy and so cheap. The other program that we had cost so much and it was just terrible, very hard to use. This is really easy. My staff recommendation that we do this.
Buck, how much time do you think it's going to save y'all? That's the bottom line for me. Is it going to save y'all a lot of time?
Yes, sir. It's going to save us, well, we don't know. I'd have to look at both systems, but I would say 50% of the time that we put
that
in.
High.
Yeah,
okay.
I do.
Ms. Ross? I'm good.
All right.
Hold on a second. Yes. Debbie, did you want to interject anything?
I was just going to say it's going to probably cut down on me because I'm still doing court full-time, too.
Okay.
So, I mean, I've got broad swath of the stuff that I'm doing. So it'll help me click it and do it faster, I think.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right.
Well, let's take a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Passes. Moving on, 2.3, consideration action to adopt resolution 2018-307, authorizing City of Way acting interim city manager to enter an agreement with DataPros. Mr. Jennings.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve, again, the same title, a resolution approving and authorizing the interim city manager to sign an agreement between the City of Shore Acres and DataPros Systems with on-site maintenance and user training, making various findings and provisions relating to this subject. Finding compliance with the open meetings law and providing effective date hereof.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
And we have a motion by Mr. Jennings, seconded by Ms. Ramos. Mr. Jennings?
Yeah, I'm sure you guys have looked at the, what we call the data packet on the website. You can see that the cost implications to us. When I was talking to Todd, If this is approved, and I don't know that I'm going to vote for it, I told Buck he'd have to sell it because we didn't have enough time to really talk about it. So he can sell it to us tonight. But if it's sold to us, then this is part of a longer range plan. One of the problems we do have in the city, and we all know it on council, and some of you here tonight have experienced it as well, is that we have some errors in our billing system occasionally, water bill system specifically. And it creates a lot of animosity with our citizens, obviously. And so this is sort of a partial step in correcting that. This automates the billing aspect of it. Now, later on, we'll introduce something else, most likely, that we have talked about a little bit more in depth. We're just not ready to present it to council. And so this is just a partial step in that. So with all that said, I'll turn it over to Buck and let him try to sell me,
okay.
And see what he can do.
This page right here, if you put in the comparison page. And I didn't put this together, Ann did. I reviewed it. And as you can see, we're currently buying printed bills. And then utility bill envelopes. We've got a utility bill machine up there, and we spin, roll, fold, and mutilate the bills every month. And that process cost us $400. DataPros, they have such an economy of scale because they do a large percentage of the cities in the state, and their economies of scale allow them to do it so efficiently. It's unbelievable. So I found this everywhere I go, is that the cost of doing it yourself is offset by DataPros, and they're doing it for you. You download a file from your AVR system, your package that does processes your utility billing right now. You send that to them. They mail it out from Capel, and they do, I would say, I don't know exactly, but it was 80% at one time of the cities in the state. And that's how they get these kind of costs down so far. Their postage and the machines that they use are such high volume, it's just really easy for them to come in at about what's the same as ours. The sales part that I wanted to do was say, hey, they will archive these bills for a full year so that we could review them, or if we needed them for extra charge, it's about 100 more a month to archive them and be able to stuff something in there. Now, they will, on the back of the bill, they'll have a little blurb so you can put a little message on each mail out for each bill. When they say additional charges for inserts, they're talking about a full page insert. So if you had something big coming up, like this last hookup, whatever you've got coming up, you can put a whole page in there for a penny. So it just, you package it up and send them a box and they stuff it. So it's a very efficient process. It'll cut down on the errors and omissions and, in my opinion, facilitate the process greatly. It's pretty fast. That's my sales pitch.
So basically what we have is, you guys can't see this, I don't think you have a handout of it, but right now, they're estimating, the city is estimating that we spend $405 a month on mailing and printing all that, utility bills.
Okay.
Without the archiving and reinserts that Mr. LaQuade just said, they're proposing that we spend $403 a month, so let's save $2 on that, and reduce errors. Some errors. We will not. This will not reduce our water read errors. We're going to work on that, trust me. But this will not do that. But this is going to be data input errors that he's talking about reducing at this point.
Right.
So just to be clear. And then if we do take advantage of that, the optional services, then it looks like, you know, if we put, you know, if you put an extra piece of paper in there, which we do from time to time, it would be a penny. So that would raise the cost by about $98 a month if we were to do that. And so just so everybody understands what we're talking about here. I don't have any further questions beyond that.
Okay.
Since this has been brought up with the amount of what we have versus what we're going to go to, the one thing that hasn't been mentioned is there'll be a one-time $500 charge to implement the program.
That's correct.
So that means for the first year, it's going to be an additional $50 a month, ballpark. That's math is wrong. Say $40. $42.50. There we go. But starting the second year, then it would actually be cheaper than what we're doing right now. And due to the fact that they're doing the storage off-site, and we can have readily access to it at any time, I think it's a pretty good deal, folks.
How much time are we saving by outsourcing?
2 days. One person, 2 days.
One person, 2 days.
Okay. And then what about disconnection notices? Are they in charge of those, or is that something we have to keep track of?
No, they're just doing the billing.
They're just doing billing. It's entered here. goes electronically. They print it out.
Right, they print it out and do it.
Anybody else?
That really didn't answer my question. I mean, like, say if we don't pay our bill, how are we going to get our little fancy pink piece of paper, you know what I mean?
Does it come back on us when we send it out?
The disconnection notice, I have to remember, I'm accessing memory of the process. I'll have to check with you on that. I'll have to get back with you on that.
That would still be a manual process, wouldn't it?
I think it would be. Because they wouldn't know. We only downloaded one time to DataPros, and then the rest of it was done by us.
So they're just sending the bill out, but they're coming in. We're going to be taking out. We'll be tracking who's paying, if it's paid on time, and then if we have a disconnect.
Yeah, that's part of the AVR system.
So that comes in with us. And then
the next bill cycle, they'll see what the situation is.
Okay.
And we're going to bring something to you about the cycle to get it more statewide.
And you're also estimating, and we didn't, as Ms. Ramos brought up, you're also estimating we're saving basically 16 hours of employee time per month.
Right. And our machines have been breaking down, one of them. It's set up for 200 pieces, and we're doing 600, so we have to let it catch up, and I don't know, the guy was out there.
He's
been several times. So.
All right. Okay. If there's no more questions, we'll move to vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And it passes unanimously. So.
That's the salesman.
That's right. So, real quick before we adjourn, this is Mr. Stahl's last council meeting for the City of Short Acres. Been here for 13 years. And I just want to thank him. You know, if we can get him around. Thank you for everything you've done. So.
And before we close, we did have the little reception today for him, but we're going to do a more formal thing. Right now, if you don't know, Mr. Stahl is running for state rep in his particular area of the country of Texas, the state of Texas. And so he's a little bit busy, and we couldn't really fit that in his schedule. So we're going to work on that, and at some point after the primary, which is a week from Tuesday, we'll fit that in, and we'll give him an appropriate send-off.
Okay.
I've enjoyed working here. This is a unique city. It's a little jewel. It's amazing how many people don't know the city of Short Acres is here. They drive by. I'm old enough to remember when that was 146 right here, not out there. And so it's changed a lot in the last 13 years. We've had some difficulties here with a couple of hurricanes, particularly Ike. But I think the city as a whole, well, it was a tragic loss for many of our residents, and some didn't weather the storm to come back. I think the city itself has come out stronger. I think it's well worth defending and protecting, and I'm glad to see tonight that the consolidation election came off of this ballot at least, because I think what you've got here is special, and I hope you do protect it and keep it. Enjoy the city for a long time. And it's been my pleasure to serve you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
We have a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
We have a second?
One second.
All right. Thank y'all. Thanks for coming out tonight.